life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Bella, welcome back.
Yay.
That's it?
Well, I'm excited, but I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous about this semester and everything that's moving forward, but I am excited.
We're going to get into that. It's 1,000 days. You are day 146.
Am I really?
You really are.
Oh.
Second semester. It's crazy to think that I just got to know you last semester and walk life with you, and now here you are.
Yes, it does feel like I've been here a lot longer, I'm not going to lie. Like, it feels like I've been here for more than one semester.
Is that a good thing?
I think so. I think it's helped boost my confidence around here and those kinds of things. Like, I feel like I know what I'm doing a lot more than when I first arrived and I had no idea what I was doing. I don't get lost anymore, so that's good.
It was exciting to watch you, like, really have no idea what you were doing. I mean, I think I can be honest, since you just admitted that. And now it's like you still have these awkward interactions from time to time, but you still learn from them, right?
Yes, I do. I do. They're embarrassing for sure, but I do like them. I think they're quite funny, and I feel like it helps. It's my personality, and I'm really bad at hiding that I just don't really think before I speak. I'm working on it, though. I'm learning to think a bit more before I say something instead of just jumping out there and saying whatever.
Yeah, that's a good quality to have.
It is. I think I'm learning that more and more as I'm here, for sure.
No, I understand. As a senior, sometimes I haven't learned it either. Okay, let's jump into what you wrote about for today's journal entry. The last time we talked to you was the week before finals. So
yes.
We haven't discussed finals at all, and I want to hear about that. You wrote a little bit about it.
Yes. So finals week was interesting for sure. I was homeschooled, so I wasn't really used to taking finals exactly like these were. So it was very stressful. It was something that I felt very, I guess, I don't want to say academically unprepared for it, because I felt like I'd studied a lot for these and I did well on them. My grades didn't move too much, which I'm proud of myself for that. You know, like, I was glad where I was before and they didn't really move. So I was like, okay, that's good for me. But it was something that I was very nervous going into, and it was very stressful because I didn't really know what to expect. And so it was a time for sure. There was a lot of rough spots throughout the week, and it didn't help that my last exam was on a Friday morning at like 9. So that was another rough spot, because I feel like that exam I think I did the worst on, because halfway through, I'm not going to lie, I kind of gave up on it. I was
really?
Like,
what exam was this?
It was for my lit class,
okay.
Which lit class was something that was, it was a good class for me as far as like, I felt like I really understood the material. I didn't have to study as hard for those kinds of things, but I was writing. And then I was like, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, but I'm hoping that this makes sense to him. And I did well on it, so I'm proud of it, but I feel like I definitely could have done better. So that was really stressful. And then during finals week was definitely really rough emotionally, because one, I was super stressed out about exams and I didn't really know what was going on. Two, I really did miss my family. And like, when I get super stressed out, the first person that I usually go and like hang out with, or just their presence really makes me feel better, is my family. So that was very difficult to be, you know, far away from them and having to navigate being stressed without them.
Did you think you could have powered through it? You had 1 week left until you got to see them.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like if it wasn't finals week, it would have been something that I could have easily powered through, because it was one more week left. But on top of finals week, and then on top of feeling super stressed about like all around, just wanting to go home, it was definitely something that was really emotionally draining. So that happened. And then one night while we're studying for exams, it was my roommate and a friend of mine. We're all together studying. A funny story was being told. And usually I don't mind funny stories. And this is something that happened just between my roommate and I and like somebody else. But, you know, like it's only really my roommate and I only really talked about it. And it's something that genuinely embarrasses me. And
okay.
I don't really get embarrassed. Like, I do the stupidest stuff, and then I'm just like, well, moving on, and kind of forget about it. But this was something that really, like, deeply embarrassed me. And because I'm someone that, you know, doesn't necessarily get all that embarrassed, my roommate has always told open stories about this kind of stuff, and it never bothered me, and it was totally fine. But she told this story to this other friend whom I care very much about their opinion, like, just because when I care about someone, I genuinely care about how they think of me, because I want them to like me. I'm assuming everyone does.
Yeah.
But she told this story, and I remember being, like, giving her the eye, like, don't do it. And she was just like, oh, what are you doing? And then, like, told the story. And it wasn't all that bad, but it was just something that, piling on top of everything else that I was super stressed about, it didn't send me into a bit of a panic attack, which I've talked about these kinds of things before, about having anxiety and those kinds of things. And it was just like, when I feel mass amounts of stress, it's never usually one thing that'll make me, like, hit the breaking point. It's like a bunch of tiny things, or like a few big things, and then that one tiny thing that just kind of, like, I guess, like my mom would say, like the straw that breaks the camel's back. Mm-hmm. So that was something that I freaked out about. And I remember I got up and left because I was trying, my roommate had left for a few seconds, which is me and this other friend. And I was trying to focus. And I remember I was like staring at a point in the wall, which I have been going to counseling. And we've been talking a lot about like how to move through these things and how to either lessen the panic attacks or how to stop them from happening at all. So I remember I was trying to like not show them that I was freaking out because I didn't want them to know, because it's something that, like, I guess I've talked about openly before, but I don't always feel the most comfortable bringing it up to someone, especially like in person, face to face, like looking them in the eye, because it's something that can be a little embarrassing for me to talk about.
Of course.
So I remember I was like staring at the wall, and I was like really trying to focus on my breathing because it was starting to get a little haywire. And I remember they asked me, they're like, are you okay? Like, you seem like something's wrong. And I got up and I left because I was like, I'm not going to make it. And I don't want to have a panic attack in front of them. And so I went to the bathroom and I went to start like freaking out. But I remembered what my the counselor that I have been working with was talking about. And surprisingly, which I guess it's not all that surprising because that's what she is there for, but it really worked. And I didn't necessarily stop it from happening completely, but a lot of the tricks that she did give me did help so, so much. And it helped it from being that big of a deal. Like, it was a semi-big deal because I did have a panic attack in the bathroom, but it was something that, like, I could personally work through and calm down and control myself to the point that it was, like, not as bad as they've been before.
Sure.
So that was really, I guess, it was really nice to see progress within myself as far as like coming further from even when I first got here last, like in the beginning of last semester, how hard it was to control myself to like, you know, to like be able to calm myself back down and move forward for those kinds of things. So that was, if that makes sense, it was really nice to see myself progress in those kinds of things and being able to work through it with myself rather than like having to call somebody to help me work through it. So that was, it wasn't a great experience, I'm not going to lie, but it was something that really, like, encouraged me that, like, I am making progress.
Yeah, that's something beneficial.
Yeah, I felt very proud of myself and very thankful for the time that I did spend in counseling and my counselor because, like, looking back, I would not have been able to do that. So that was a rough spot. But then when I came back, because, again, that was, like, something embarrassing for me, and I don't usually get embarrassed, so I tried to, like, play it off like I was fine. So I was like, I refreshed myself. Yeah. Then I like went to walk back in the study room because all my stuff's there. So it's not like I can leave.
Awkward.
Yeah. Like, and they're good friends. So why would they leave me? Because obviously something was wrong. So I come back in there and I remember we're in the study nook. Gotta love the study nook. And when you open the door, there's like a long hallway like that you have to like walk to get to the table we were at. It's not like that long. It's just, it feels very long, especially when you're overthinking. So I'm like, now I feel like I'm like walking down a runway to get over to them. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're like looking at me. And I sit down and my roommate very casually was just like, hey, are you okay? Because I don't think you are. And I turned to look at my other friend and then he goes, hey, and he's like, I don't want to like make you feel weird or anything like that. And he's like, but we were worried. And just hearing that was really nice because it is something that like shows that they do care. And although I am semi-embarrassed to talk about these kinds of things and to like, I guess, express these kinds of things, it's nice to know that they did notice and they did care. And it was something like they didn't make me feel any pressure that I had to talk about it, but it was something that they, you know, let me know that they did see me. And that meant a lot to me. And especially, like, after, you know, just freaking out, it was really nice to know that, like, hey, I see you where you are. And, like, I am here if you need me. And that was really encouraging, too, to just be reminded that I do have good friendships here. And they are people that I can talk to if I ever need to. But also, I don't have to feel pressure. Like, if I don't want to or I mm-hmm. don't feel ready, neither of them made me feel like it was something that I needed to discuss. And that did mean a lot to me because, again, I feel like it makes this place feel more homey, that I have people that I can trust and, like, rely on without, you know, feeling like I owe them anything. So that was definitely a learning point or learning curve throughout finals week.
But you got through it.
I did.
And you learned a lot about yourself and about your friends.
I did, yes.
So knowing that and knowing that your friends are someone you can talk to, they are a safe place, you got through finals and you went home.
Yes.
What was break like? Give us a quick synopsis.
Real fast, it was honestly just me hanging out with my family and going to work a little bit. I, again, am just super close with my family. And after, you know, being here and everything being so crazy, it was nice to just go back home and just relax. Like, just hang out with my dad and to just, like, do things with my little sister and talk to my mom again was genuinely the most, I guess, the most fulfilling thing I feel like I could have done during my break because those are the people that mattered the most to me. And so it was really nice to be able to, like, spend my time with them and those kinds of things. And I did work a little bit. I got a little extra money, but
some
most
cash.
Of those were spent on textbooks. So.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I was like, well,
welcome to the college life.
Yeah.
I haven't figured that out yet.
It was fun while it lasted.
Right, yeah. But restful. The break was restful.
Yes, for sure. It was definitely very nice.
Real quick, before we wrap up, give me the number one thing you're looking forward to this semester.
I would say I am most looking forward to some of the opportunities that I have through broadcasting, I guess. So I'm really excited to be able to move forward with being a DJ here at Resound. I get to kind of practice a little bit more of, like, what I'm learning in broadcasting and apply it to, like, I guess more of, like, a real life scenario. And I feel very passionate about radio. And so it's something that I can kind of, I guess, learn a little bit more and kind of learn a bit more about something that I'm passionate about. So I'm excited for it. And yeah, I guess that's the thing I'm most looking forward to this semester.
Okay. Well, Bella, thanks for sharing. I'm excited to see where you go. I'm excited to see where God leads you. It sounds like last semester was difficult, but a huge learning experience for you. So it sounds like you'll be set to go for the next semester.
Yes, I hope so.
I hope so too. All right, we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Jer Mobley. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.